Blog Talk Radio. And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahuwah's Radio. Ramoa Blonde Trumpet Speaks. Worldwide international radio broadcast featuring voices of the true Israelites. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Roy. This is it, Seed Roy, all six locations. Gates is open up. The doors is open up at six locations of voices of the true Israelites. This is it, T-Ray. This is the day that Almighty wants you to know of, although we're going to eat them up, drink them up, and might even see who will do a split every now and then on us. But one thing we do know, that this is the day that's called the Ramoa of Blowing the Trumpets. This is it. So Yahuwah be with you all, and we'll stroll down on the international side and see if it, those that want to come in and coming into this room, getting ready for this broadcast, we'll peep around and see what's going on, and we'll bring our elder in. And I see he's in the background playing a little, getting warmed up with a little, with some nice jazz in the background, getting warmed up. But one thing about it, we gonna make sure you understand what this day is all about, how serious this day is. This day is pointing toward a profound clothing or something. And our job in the sixth location, we all prepared to tell you exactly what this day is about. And this is it. This is it. The sun has set. This is Ramoa of Blowing the Trumpets. It's on the table. What can we say? When you got Yahuwah right, he's going to get you right. So that's the bottom line. We'll take care of all that, too. So Yahuwah be with you all. And it's... All the slots is filled, 195 international countries, so that slots is filled. And guess what? That's a great thing. And that is a great thing. And what's flashing on the international side? Let's see what's flashing on the international side. 110476. 110476. We're going to bring in our elder in. You know, he are working at the turntables as we speak. We'll bring our elder in. He'll tell you all about what's been happening shortly. 110476 is live on the international side. 110476. This is it. This is called the Ramoa of Blowing the Trumpets. And we're going to get to teaching on it a little bit. Not long. Then we're going to get on off to what it's supposed to be about. But we'll be clear out of the Sixth Anointed Camp what this day is all pointing towards. It's pointing towards something, see, Ray. And you have to have the knowledge to know exactly what this is all about. Although to eat them up, to drink them up, all that is on the way, and I can smell that real going real good. So all that's in place. But one thing about it, you got to know what this day is all about. Remember last night lesson, the man that's called a 666, he can never be a 7. He was never created to be a 7. And once you created to be a 7, that means you keep everything that's on the table. So the mark or the 666 man is the one who will not do the 7. He'll do nothing on the 7. But worldly stuff. Talk about that later. Let's bring our elder in and we'll let you know who brings this broadcast. 195 international countries, 110476. So when you meet the elder, we're live, boys. On both turntables, playing that jazz music in the background. 110476. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, you on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, all of you as well, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And it looks like we have another glorious turnout of members to hear the word of Yahuwah. 110,476 listeners. Well, that's a lot of people that want to hear Yahuwah's word. And you know what? We're ready to give it to you. Because remember, A teacher can't learn from his students. Although you see students trying to teach a teacher, it never works. But having knowledge, the teacher gains experience by teaching. Now, a good student can learn from a teacher, possibly learning one day to teach the word of Yahuwah themselves. And this shows well in all the six camps that teach the word of Yahuwah, because we all have came to hear things that most of us can hear. And some listening never understand. And that's because it can't happen without proper teaching. But Yahuwah ministry makes all this misunderstanding and more possible. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given the knowledge to know that those out there camouflage their evil or confused teaching. And overly loud bump the gums for righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. So to help guide you through these dark times of Christianity, deception, and loud bump the gums, we're here and welcome and thanking all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live, open to you always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, connecting the Bible books for your education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you found out what you have sought, and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yadah, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. Now, to let the members know when the Sabbath is, the top part of Sabbath is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Simple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any one of your smart devices on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live? Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year, like today, blowing the trumpets. For the live program, this feature is only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. This time, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first is Tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E, Y-H-D-H at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is Y-H-D-H, Y-S-R-A-E-L, at gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Jacques Wise Ministry. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show today, probably at 10:30. Except for Friday. Program time is normally repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. Type in three words, Yahwa Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Tribe Yada. Choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day. Now, one interesting note. During the normal broadcast, or broad talk today, we'll be playing some mellow jazz on Pal Talk until we get ready to continue Yahuwah's word. The jazz will probably continue until our program ends, and then we have some very interesting topics on the deception. This will be running on Pal Talk, on the deception of Black history and Bible teaching. So at this particular time, we will turn our program back over to our seer Israel, and we will continue our jazz, mellow jazz, on Pal Talk until teaching time is ready to begin. Olu Yakwa.
Make a note of it. Probably right. Hallelujah, Hallelujah,
Okay, Hallelujah,
and we all in camp one all over the place, but 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got the info. And so we all here, see, we all ready to go. We're ready to hear some good some dust days, Yahweh. And one day soon we have that big old banquet hall, and we all six locations meet at one spot at the same time. But until that time comes, we'll do the best that we can to Yahweh take the next move. But it's all about organizing, D-Roy. This thing is about one thing, organizing. Once we organize, Yahuwah said, I'm coming in here, but I want to see the order first. Order. Once the order in place, that's it. All right, good enough. So we're gonna get something going on. We'll get something going on. We got everything going on around here at Cap 1, so I got the info on 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and they said, well, we all here, see you. My fact, we pull that one verse out. What do you mean about we all here? Well, D.F. Israel, pull that verse out real quick. About we all here. Let's see what that verse means. We all here for one reason. What reason we all here? Is it a feast day or information? What is the reason why we all here? What is the reason we all here? That we can read. Let's run through the book of Acts. We're gonna run the book of Acts and see why is we all here. Why is we all here? See, everything you must have a scripture to back up. Why is we all here? Let's see what it says in chapter 10. Let's look at verse 10 first, that Mother D.F. Israel. And in a minute or so, Brother Yacht Dog gonna blow that horn and kick it off in grand style. So, but we throw a couple of verses on it and get prepared for that horn. Okay, in Acts chapter 10, let's see what he say in verse 24 and 25. Acts 10:24-25. Let's see what it says in Acts 10:24-25. Then skip down to Brother Elijah. Hand me that 10th chapter of Acts. Hand me that 30 and 30. Down to 30 to 33, 32. Then we'll go to the network and we'll get a few verses on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 10.
30 to 32.
Yeah, have me 30 to 32, Brother Elijah. Have that waiting on me after Mount D.F. Israel, get that 10th chapter. And look really at verse number 23.
Acts
10:23. Yeah, 10:23. We'll make it 24 and 25. Yeah, let's take a look at that. 10:23 and 24.
Acts 10:23.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's Sister G Israel, Sea Royal. Let's see if we can get a verse out there. Well, I'm really shooting from the hip on this one right here. I'm just throwing some on the table. Can you give me Acts chapter 10? We'll get a little look in a minute. The 10th chapter, and pick it up around about verse number 23.
Acts 10:23. Acts 10:23. Then called he them in and lodged them. And on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him.
Right.
24. And the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius awaited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. 25. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. 26.
And Peter from the trial of Yah God Judah said to him to northern kingdom.
But Peter took him up, saying, stand up. I myself also am a man.
So, see, back in the days, they knew that Judah was, to them, the closest thing they ever get to Yahweh was Judah. So that's how we had it back in the day when we knew what was going on. Now, Brother Elijah, pick up verse number 29.
Acts 10:29.
Yes, sir.
32. Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying.
Right.
As soon as I was sent for, I asked, therefore, what intent ye have sent me?
Yes. Uh-huh.
30. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour. And at the ninth hour I prayed in my house. And behold, a man stood before me in bright clothes.
Bright clothes.
31. And said,
what did he say?
Cornelius. Your prayer is heard.
Right.
And your arms are had in remembrance in the sight of your father. 32.
What did he say?
Send therefore to Joppa.
Yes.
And call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter.
Yes.
He is lodged in the house of one Simon,
uh-huh,
a tanner by the seaside,
uh-huh,
who, when he cometh, shall speak unto you.
When y'all got Judah come, what did y'all do?
Speak to you.
Y'all got to hear that now. Y'all got Judah's job is to do what? All the nations do what?
sent to you.
Uh-huh.
And you had well done that you are come.
Uh-huh. You well done, chief speaker of the nation of Israel, tribe of Yahweh. You done well for coming now.
Now, therefore,
what?
Are we all here present?
No, we're all here present. We all here present. Go ahead.
Before Yahweh.
Before who?
Before Yahweh.
Very.
To hear all things.
To hear all things.
That I commanded you of Yahweh.
Oh. So you see that? So you see, God, they was all there to hear what Yahweh have told him to give it in. See, that's why we got to come together, understand Yahweh gave up this word. They is not going to get it until we got it to give it to them. And look what Peter said in 11th chapter, Brother Elijah. Look what he said in 11th chapter. He made a profound statement in 11th chapter, verse 14. See, when we on our P's and Q's, look what happened in 11:14.
Chapter 11, verse 14. Who shall tell you words whereby you and all your house shall be saved?
Ain't that something? We got to tell you what?
Words.
Then what'll happen for you?
You'll be saved.
Your whole family will be saved after we tell you what?
Yahweh's word.
Ain't that something? Y'all see that? This is a big job. This is a big job for him, boy. See, our job is to recognize what we saying at. If they don't hear us, they will not be saved. And that's the point we make. So the Jesus relevant, how about a little Luke chapter 12, verse 12, if you can get something going on. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Sister G. Israel, T. Ray.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
The righteous spirit will teach you that very same hour. But the righteous spirit is coming to Yahweh Judah to get everybody in order. And that is the whole thing. Let's run over to Leviticus 23. Let's find out why we all here. Why is we here? Leviticus 23, Sister G. Israel. Why is we here? What is going on today? Why is we here? After we hear all the music getting ready to go, the evening drinking is getting ready to go, I'm going to be on all that too. But what we hear according to Leviticus 23, verse 1, 4, and 24, and 38. 1, 4, 24, 38. What's going on there, Sister G. Israel?
Leviticus chapter 23, verses 1, 4, 24 and 38. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 4. These are the feasts of Yahweh, even righteous convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons. 24. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets and righteous convocation. 38. Besides the Sabbaths of Yahweh, and besides your gifts, and besides all your vows, and besides all your freewill offerings, which you give unto Yahweh.
So we can't be doing this thing the way we want to do it. We got to make sure we do it. What day again? On Leviticus 23, verse 23, 24, Sister G. Israel. What's going on with that? And Brother Micaiah, have me Numbers 31, verse 1, 8 through 14, waiting on me. What's going on, Sister G. Israel, in 23rd chapter, verse 23 and 24?
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23 and 24. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 24, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets and righteous convocation.
Mm-hmm. So, remorse of blowing the trumpets, a righteous gathering. Let's run the numbers there, Brother Micaiah 31 And look at verse 1, 8 through 14. Let me know when you're ready there, Brother Yahweh Israel. After we read this number, chapter 31, verse 1, 8 through 14. Let's see what it says.
The book of Numbers, chapter 31. Verses 1, verse 8 through 14.
What it say?
Verse 1.
What it say?
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
oh, who hand is in this?
Yahweh
hand is in this. What it say in verse 8?
Verse 8. And they slew the kings of Midian, besides the rest of them that were slain, namely, and Evi, and Rekin, and Zor, and Hor, and Rebi, five kings of Midian. Balaam, also the son of Beor, they slew with the sword. Verse 9. And the family of Israel took all the women of Midian captives, and their little ones, and took the spoils of all their cattle, and all their flocks, and all their goods. Verse 10. And they burnt all their cities wherein they dwelt, and all their goodly castles with fire. Verse 11. And they took all the spoils, and all the prey, both of man and of beast. Verse 12. And they brought the captives, and the prey, and the spoil unto Moses, and Eleazar the priest, and unto the congregation of the family of Israel, unto the camp at the plain of Moab, which are the Jordan near Jericho. Verse 13. And Moses, and Eleazar the priest, and all the princes of the congregation went forth to meet them without the camp. Verse 14. And Moses was wroth with the officers of the host, with the captains over thousands and captains over hundreds, which came from the battle.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, Sister Jean, we're going to back up and find out why did this happen. And Numbers chapter 10, pick up verse 1. Let's look at what it says in 1 through 12, that's Sister J. Israel. Now, let's learn something along the way. Why was that going on? J. Israel chapter 10, verse 1 through 12 says what?
Numbers chapter 10, verses 1 through 12. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 2, make you 2 trumpets of silver. Of a whole piece shall you make them, that you may use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps. 3, and when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to you at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. 4, and if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes, which are heads of the thousands of Israel, shall gather themselves unto you. 5, when you blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east parts shall go forward. 6, when you blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journey. 7, but when the congregation is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but you shall not sound an alarm. 8, and the sons of Aaron and the priests shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout their generation, but throughout your generations. 9, and
so,
if you go to war.
So in verse 8, so you blow that trumpet will be blown on these Sabbath days and on these feast days. For how long, according to verse 8?
Forever, throughout your generations.
People to know the sound of what's happening, so we got to be clear that this is what Yahweh wants, but he won't tell you why. Now watch, he's going to tell you why. He wants you to blow that trumpet forever. He's going to tell you something. Pick up verse 9 out of verse 14. He's going to tell you something. Let's see who will all catch it. Verse 9 to 14.
Verses 9 through 14. And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresses you, Then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before Yahweh, your Yahweh, and you shall be saved from your enemies.
Hold on, Sister Jean. So when you blow that trumpet, you let Yahweh know that I have done it the way you want me to do it according to what you got on paper. Then Yahweh said he going to do what?
You shall be saved, and you shall be saved from your enemies.
You and you will win. You're going to be saved. See, when you start doing things the way Yahweh tell you to do, he going to remember, oh, them is my child down there. They do it the way I want them to do it. So whatever harm, we going to save them. So when you do what these things say, the Sabbath day, blow that trumpet. What did it say again at verse 8?
Numbers chapter 10, verse 8 and 9. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow the trumpet, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generation. 9. And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresses you, then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpet, and you shall be remembered before Yahweh, your Yahweh, and you shall be saved from your enemies.
Right.
10. Also, in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginnings of your months, you shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your Yahweh. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. 11. And it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month in the second year that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony. 12. And the children of Israel took their journey.
Right there. So we find out that Yahweh, he will visit you. He came down, and he was right over the children of Israel. And the children of Israel had what kind of spirit on them in verse number 11? What kind of spirit the children of Israel had on them by blowing that trumpet, keeping them Sabbath days and them feast days? What kind of spirit they had on them, Sister G. Israel? They got a great big old word in there. What kind of word they got in there? A great big old word.
That the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony.
Okay, he got a great big old word in there, Sister G. Israel. I want to hear that great big old word he got in there in the 30th, was that, in the 10th chapter. He got a great big old word in there on these feast days and the gathering. He got a great big word there. We want to hear that great big word he got there. We got a great big old word.
That's cool.
And, he got a great big old word there, Sister G. Israel. I want to hear that great big word he got. Who in class can pull out that great big word he got on these Sabbath days and feast days? The great big word that we want to read. Who going to pull out that word he got in there? It's written in the first line of verse 10. It's a great big word on Sabbath days and feast days. It's written in the first line. He got a great big old word about his feast days and Sabbath days. What is that word in that first line?
It's the last one.
Goodness. So when you come together on the Sabbath day, the feast day, that's the spirit of what's supposed to be upon you?
Gladness.
Because you're doing things the way Yahweh wants you to do, so you got to have a spirit of gladness on you. That's what Yahweh says. Because he knows, I need to put a rap out of that, but I ain't going to do it for time's sake. We run to Ezekiel and pull it out. So I have not made you sad. I don't read why you sad today, because you won't do what I tell you to do. But I got you people be glad
or what we got on the table.
Right.
Let's get a couple more answers to Israel. Then we'll get that trumpet blown up in here. Run to 1 Maccabees chapter 4, verse 1, 6 down to verse 15. And Brother Hosea, have me on 2 Chronicles chapter 5, 1 through 4, 12 through 14, waiting on me. 1 Maccabees 4, 1, 6 down to verse 15, Sister Israel, C. Ray. Brother Hosea, have me that 2 Chronicles 5, 1 through 4, 12 through 14, waiting on me.
1 Maccabees chapter 4, verses 1 and 6 through 15.
Yes, ma'am.
1 Maccabees chapter 4, verse 1. Then took Gorgias 5,000 footmen and 1,000 of the best horsemen and removed out of the camp by night. 6. But as soon as it was day, Judas showed himself in the plain with 3,000 men, who nevertheless had neither armor nor swords to their minds. 7.
Well, now hold that part
and
right
they
there.
Saw...
Hold that part right there. Hold that part. Now the enemy had all type of men of war, all the big nuclear weapons to work with, and... They came, so we're going to jump them at the Sabbath day. We're going to ease up on them on the Sabbath day and jump them while they worshiping Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to ease and catch them. So now, but the word came back to Judas Maccabees about what they was up to. So when they got to people on the children of Israel, they was out in the wilderness, and then what he said, oh, they done ran from up there. They scared already. So I'm just bringing it to the point. Now in verse 6. What happened to verse 6?
6. But as soon as it was day, Judas showed himself in the plain with 3,000 men, who nevertheless had neither armor nor swords to their minds. 7. And they saw the camp of Esau and his 5 sons, that it was strong and well harnessed, and compassed round about with horsemen, and these were experts of war. 8. Then said Judas to the men that were with him, fear you not their multitude, neither be you afraid of their assault. 9. Remember how our fathers were delivered in the Red Sea, when Pharaoh pursued them with an army. 10. Now, therefore, let us cry unto heaven, if peradventure the Yahweh will have mercy upon us, and remember the covenant of our fathers, and destroy this host before our this day. 11. That so all Esau and his 5 sons may know that there is a one who delivereth and saveth Israel. 12. Then the strangers lifted up their eyes and saw them coming over against them. 13. Wherefore they went out of the camp to battle, but they that were with Judas sounded their trumpets. 14. So they joined battle, and Esau and his 5 sons, being discomfited, fled into the plain. 15. Howbeit, all of the hindmost of them were slain with the sword, for they pursued them unto Gezer, and unto the plains of Idumea, Esau, and Asdod, and Jemima, so that there were slain of them upon a 3,000 men. 16. This done, Judas returned again with his host from pursuing them.
See, 3:14, and tell us, why did all this happen in verse 14?
So they joined battle, and the nations, being discomfited, fled into the plain. Oh, 13. Wherefore, they went out of the camp to battle, but they that were with Judas sounded their trumpets.
They done what?
Sounded their trumpets. Sounded their trumpets.
See, y'all, understand, y'all got the game changer. When you blow the trumpet, you get Yahweh's attention. He said, you following what I got on the table. When you blow that a trumpet, and you know the alarm that he has set up in the number chapter 10. Now, when they blew that trumpet, oh, Yahweh was probably talking to his father. Said, oh, my kid's calling me. I hear that trumpet. What they need me to do? Whoop somebody? Okay, good. So the key to it is, if we follow what's written, we're going to be victoriously as we set this foundation up. Come on, Brother Hosea, give me 2 Chronicles chapter 5, 1 through 4, 12 through 14. And Sister G had me at Psalms 81, 1 through 4 in the closing statement.
Chronicles chapter
5, 1 through 4, 12 through 14.
That's all the work. Solomon made for the house of Yahweh was finished.
Yes.
And Solomon brought in all the things that we
as ancestors
had dedicated.
Mm-hmm. All his fathers brought to him. Read would have been allowed to call your verses out.
And all the instruments he put among the treasures of the house of Yahweh.
Yes.
Verse 2. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel.
Did he got there? That's right.
One sound.
And I'm trying to tell y'all, once we live this book and put a hotness out, that means we got to be what, Brother Elijah? 1 Corinthians 10 verse 1 verse 10. What we got to be? To be one sound in 1 Corinthians, Brother Elijah. Let's see what it says in 1 verse 10. We got to be what? 1 Corinthians 1 10. To put out one sound, we got to be what?
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10.
Listen to that.
Now I beg you, brethren, by the name of our Yahweh, by
yes,
the Son.
Yes.
He all speak the same thing.
Go ahead.
That there be no divisions among you.
Uh-huh.
But that ye be perfectly joined together.
Uh-huh.
In the same mind.
And well, how many minds?
Same mind.
That's the egg on the game changer right there.
And in the same justice.
And in the same justice. We got to come together on the one. We got to know what this is all about. These Sabbath days and feast days. And when we get on the one, Yahweh will intervene. That what he's saying. Come on back, Brother O'Shea, where you at? 13, 14?
Verse 13.
What does it say?
It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one.
Yeah.
To make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music.
They had what?
When they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music.
Of music, huh? Did we see Brother Elijah bring back some big old heavy music back there? We see that big old heavy music was up here. Anybody know a man or two? Go ahead.
And praise the Yahweh.
And what were they doing?
And praise the Yahweh.
Go ahead and read.
Saying.
What?
For he is good.
Oh, that what they were saying? Go ahead.
For his mercy endures forever.
How long did this verse last up?
Forever.
Uh-huh.
And then the house was filled with the clouds, even the house of Yahweh.
Oh, Yahweh came down and visited him again, didn't he?
Yeah.
See, Yahweh would come down. He'll come over to Englewood and visit you too, you do, right? He'll come right on to Englewood out there. Look here. He's saying all the right things. I come to Englewood and visit him. Is that what he said?
Yes,
he said. Let's see Israel. How about that Psalm 81, 1 through 4, the closing statement? Come on.
Psalm chapter 81, verses 1 through 4. Sing aloud unto Yahweh our strength. Make a joyful noise unto Yahweh of Israel. 2. Take a psalm. And bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. 3. Blow up the trumpet in the new month, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. 4. For this was a statute for Israel and Torah instruction of Yahweh of Israel.
So this is a statute for Israel forever. These feast days, blowing that trumpet, keeping all these feast days and these Sabbath days, we fall through this thing forever. We got to be the sign to bring Yahweh back in the picture. Once we line up with Yahweh, we got it. So see Israel, what you going to say behind that?
Thank you, Fear Israel, for connecting the books in Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 2 through 3. And Ezra the priest brought the Torah instructions before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. 3. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday, before the men and the women and those that could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the Torah instruction. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
that's
excellent. All right. And on that note, we're going to open it up with them two horns blowing now. And we're going to turn this thing over to Brother Yahdai Israel, Brother Tiki, one here in. We're going to get ready to do our thing. So, excellent, SSG Israel. So now, Let's get them trumpets blowing down and find out exactly what's going on. Come on, Brother Elijah, get grab one. Brother Yahjah, grab one. And let's bring Yahweh in Englewood. Blow that trumpet, and you're going to bring Yahweh on the scene. He's there. I hear they calling me.
Understand.
Yes, sir.
Upon the first day of the Sabbath month.
Well, this happened on what day?
First day of
What's going on the first day of the 7 month? Is we on point or what? First day of the 7 month. Verse 7:3, come on.
And you read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday.
Wait.
Before the men and the women. And those that could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the Torah instructions.
So they got their ears puffed up when the Torah instructions came out, right? Verse 8 through 12. Come on, brother.
8.
Yes, sir.
So they read in the book in the Torah instructions of your father distinctly.
So they read what was written, right? And then they add nothing to it, they take nothing away. They read exactly what was written distinctly, and they did what?
They gave the sentence.
So you gotta be able to break it down, and we know how to break it down with precepts, right? You gotta be able to precept. Go ahead.
And cause them to understand the reading.
So that's what we want. We want everybody to be on this same page, right? Everybody understand what Yahweh's conversation is all about. Stop down in verse number 10 through 12. Let's get through this.
Then he said unto them,
what do you say?
Go your way.
Go your way?
Eat the fat.
People now, get them plates together, right? Go ahead.
And drink the sweet
stuff. Now, drink that sweet stuff, right? That sweet stuff, brother. Get Joab, Israel, C. Roy. That's what we want you about, brother. Brother, he said, so go ahead and drink some of that sweet stuff, right? We all know that conversation, right? We know what that conversation is all about.
All right. The big general. Hallelujah.
I'm
going
to go over here.
What do you say now? What do you say about this? Hallelujah. Read that verse 10 again, brother. What do you say?
Go your way. Eat the fat.
So he said, put a plate in front of you, go ahead.
And drink the sweet.
And get some of that sweet stuff, right?
All right.
That's what makes you
think
you sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
And say a portion of town. Nothing is prepared. For this day is precious unto our Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hold your peace.
Hold your peace.
For the day is righteous.
The day is what?
Day is what?
Righteous, go ahead.
Need to be agreed.
So we ain't supposed to be a long face today, is it? Come
out. All the people went their way to eat.
They went their way to do what?
Eat.
Eat and what else?
And to drink.
And to drink,
great. You didn't do what?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's just some drinking, huh? Hallelujah.
Great.
Because they had understood the words that were declared to them.
We understand the words, so when Brother T get you into the thing over there.
We don't do it.
All right, over to you, Brother T. Israel, and see you right here. Hallelujah.
Brother Joy, the big general. Give me Joshua, Ludwig Boshia, chapter 6.
All right,
we're going to pick up that. We're going to go to chapter 6, verse 1. It's concerning about these trumpets here. Joshua blew the world seal, chapter 6, verse 1.
Joshua?
Yeah, chapter 6, verse 1.
Verse 1?
Yeah. Yes,
now,
sir.
Now Jericho was straightly
shut
up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in.
Verse 2.
Two.
Yes, sir.
And Yahweh said unto Joshua.
Yes, unto Joshua, Oshea. Go ahead.
I have given unto thine hand Jericho.
And Jericho.
And the king thereof and the mighty man of valor.
Mighty man. What he says is mighty man. Mighty man of valor. Verse 3.
And he shall compass.
Compass.
The city of ye men of war and go round about the city once.
Thus
shall do 6 days.
So you should do that in 6 days. Go ahead, verse 4.
And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram.
Seven trumpets.
Horns, and the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets.
Priests shall blow the trumpets. Hallelujah. Verse 5.
And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the
ram.
And when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout.
So it's to be a great shout going on. Go ahead.
And the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up from every man straight before him.
Straight before him. So these trumpets got a meaning to it. That's why I said.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
All right. 6. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priest and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant.
Take up the ark of the covenant.
And let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram.
Right. 7 priests. He'd be given 7 trumpets. Go ahead.
Horns before the ark of Yahweh.
Before the ark of Yahweh, which is the covenant of Yahweh. Go ahead. Verse 7.
Yes, sir. And he said unto the people, pass on and compass the city.
Compass the city.
And let him that is armed pass.
Them that is armed pass.
Come before the ark of Yahweh.
Before the ark of Yahweh.
8.
Verse 8.
And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram.
Now, he gave instructions and leadership, but Joshua's the man in his hour, the seer in his hour. Go ahead.
Trumpets of ram's horn passed on before Yahweh and blew with the trumpets.
They blew with the trumpets.
And the ark of the covenant of Yahweh followed them.
You see how that goes? The ark of Yahweh, the ark of the covenant of Yahweh followed them. That door was written in Leviticus 23. Hey, we were rehearsing the righteous act. Hallelujah. That's what they were doing. Verse 9.
And the armed man went before the priest that blew with the trumpets. And the reward came after the ark of the priest. After the ark. After the priest going on and blowing with the trumpets.
Blowing with the trumpets.
10. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying...
So Joshua, he was commanding, he was instructing the people. But he's a man in that hour, he's instructing all leadership, talking to leadership. Go ahead.
Saying, you should not shout.
He said, you should not shout. He gave an instruction. Go ahead. Nor make any noise with your voice. Go ahead.
Neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth.
He said, neither shall any word come out your mouth. Go ahead.
Until the day I bid, you shout.
Shall they I bid you? Instruct you. Go ahead. Shout.
Then shall you shout.
Then shall you shout.
11.
Verse 11.
So the ark of Yahweh come past the city, going about it once.
Going about it once.
And they came into the camp and lodged in the camp.
They lodged in the camp.
12. And Joshua rose early in the morning. And the priest took up the ark of Yahweh.
See, they were following after that. They followed protocol. Joshua, the seer, and that hour he rolled up early in the morning.
13.
13.
And 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of Yahweh went on continually.
Continually.
And blew with the trumpets. And the armed men went
before them, but reward came after the ark of Yahweh, the priest, going on and blowing with the trumpet.
Fourteen.
And the second day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp, so they did 6 days. 15. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times.
16.
And it came to pass when at the seventh time, when the priest blew with the trumpet, Joshua said unto the people, shout for Yahweh has given you the city.
That's what that city is talking about. It's a meaning. It's a meaning. Of course, we can eat them up, drink them up, but you got to know the meaning, the understanding of what this is about.
Yeah,
man. Understanding of what this is about. Yahweh. All right, go ahead, verse
17. 17. And the city shall be accursed, even it, and all that are therein to the Yahweh. Only Rehab or Halak shall live in.
Yeah, the hardest shall live, go ahead.
She and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that went, that we sent.
She hid the message that we sent.
And you.
18, go ahead.
In any wise, keep yourselves from the accursed. Accursed thing. At least you make yourselves accursed when you take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse. And trouble it. 19. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron and consecrated unto Yahweh, they shall come into the treasury of Yahweh.
That treasury is right there. That's the treasury box right there. Right there, you see right there? That's the treasury box right there.
20. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpet, and it came to pass, when the people heard of the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city.
They took the city.
Mm-hmm.
See? There it goes. That's right. All right, let's go to, Leviticus 23? Look at that verse 1. Brother Watson Israel, see you in Leviticus 23.
I'm putting my slave name down.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Elijah.
Hallelujah. I'm making love with that.
Okay.
All right. From Leviticus 23,
verse 1.
Look at that. Put that slave name down. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Elijah Israel. Hallelujah. Brother Elijah Israel. D. Roy. All right. Brother Elijah Israel. D. Roy. Leviticus 23, verse 1. 1 through 1 through 3 and skip down verses 23 and 24.
is get down verse 44. Yes, sir. Genesis chapter 23, verses 1-3. 23, 24, 38, and 44. Y'all spoke unto Moshe, saying,
Y'all
doing
the speaking. Go ahead,
speak unto leadership. So, speak unto the children of Israel. Say unto them, concerning the feast of the Yahshua, which he shall proclaim to be righteous convocation.
That convocation means gathering.
Gathering.
Righteous gathering.
Even these are my feet.
Even these are my feet. Get down verse 23 and 24, and verse 38 and
24. Verse 23. And Yahshua spoke unto Moshe, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, that we have established a memorial of blowing the trumpet, of righteous gathering.
That righteous gathering, say, you shall have a Sabbath. So what Sabbath is this? Hold that point. Sabbath is this. We're going through John. We're coming right back. We're going through John. For the joy of Israel, the big general.
Wow.
John, real quick. On your mark. We're coming back. What kind of time is this?
Yeah.
Only Yahuwah. I'm going to John, real quick. Regular book of John. I'm going to John 19. Going to John 19. 31. John chapter 19, verse 31. John chapter 19, verse 31. When Joab Israel, big general. Know when you get there and say, Hallelujah, Christ.
John chapter 19, verse 31.
Yes, sir.
Jews, therefore.
That Jew is only talking about Yah. Judah, son of the king. Go ahead.
Because it was the preparation.
It was getting prepared because it was the preparation. Go ahead.
That the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day.
Okay, we're going to straighten that word out. We're going to correct that word real quick. On that point. Give me that Acts chapter 5 for the Micaiah Israel. Yeah, Acts chapter 5. We're going to straighten it out real quick. Acts chapter 5. Look up at verse 29.
Book of Acts.
29 and 30. Yeah, Brother Peter, let's get to the point. Acts chapter 5, verse 30.
All right. The Book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 30. Verse 30 reads, and Yahweh of our fathers raised up Yahweh's son, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree.
We slew and hanged on a tree. All right. Second one in the same book.
Same book real quick. Same book real quick. We're going to Acts. The same book. All right, give me Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. Okay. Think of that verse 38 to make it sound good. 38 and 39.
Okay.
Acts chapter 10, verse 38 and 39.
Book of Acts chapter 10, verse 38 and 39. Verse 38 reads, "And Yahweh the Father anointed Yahweh the Son of Nazareth with the righteous spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil."
Going about doing good. Okay, what's the definition of good? How you be good? A lot of people say, "I'm good. I'm good." But what is good? What is good? I'm going to Romans real quick. I'm going to straighten that out too. We have to watch. How you be good? Real plain. How you be good? Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7, verse 12. Romans chapter 7, verse 12. Verse 12, 16. 12 and 16. 21. Brother Elijah Israel, a chief royal. Romans chapter 12, Romans chapter 7, verse 12, 16.
Romans.
And 21.
Chapter 7, 12, 16, and 21. Verse 12. Therefore, the Torah instruction is right. And the commandment is right. And just. And good.
Just and good. 16.
16. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the Torah instruction. It is good.
It is good.
All right. What?
Yes, sir.
I find then a Torah instruction that when I would do good, evil is present with me.
That's how you be good. First five books or instructions. I bet they break that down real plain. Yahuwah. Alright, back to that Acts chapter 10. You got Acts chapter 10? Alright. Who was reading that Acts chapter 10 with half of verse 38?
Verse 38. Verse 38. How Yahweh anointed Yahweh the Son of Nazareth with the righteous spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil.
Oppressed of the devil, saying, go ahead.
For Yahweh the Father was with him.
Yeah.
Verse 39. And we are witnesses of all things which he do, I mean which he did both in the land of Yada Judah, southern kingdom, and Yada Judah.
Yeah, verse 39. That's it.
That's okay.
Yada
Judah.
Yeah, Yada Judah, yeah.
Whom they slew and hanged on a tree.
Yeah, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. That's, I got on knowing, so my particular witness is where it be established.
Let me step back in so we can bring it to the close and get the feast on. All
right.
Brother T. Israel, let's look at Isaiah 27, verse 12 and 13. And Captain Irvin had me Revelation chapter 11, verse 15 through 19. Brother Elijah held me Revelation chapter 16, 16 through 21. Brother Hosea held me Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. And then we just about be ready to go directly with Sister Kane to go on to that second Ezra chapter 2, verse 35 and 40. We got them all, let's get going. Let's see what we got.
All right. Isaiah chapter 27, verse 12 and 13.
What it say?
It shall come to pass
in
that day
that
the great trumpet should be blown.
And a great trumpet is going to be blown.
And they shall come which were ready to perish.
And who keep reading?
In the land of Assyria.
That's right, children of Israel and they over there too.
And the outcasts of the land of Egypt, Mizraim. And shall worship Yahweh at the righteous mountain government at the southern king.
13. Y'all 13?
Yes, sir.
All right, big general, let's find out what is that great trumpet mean in 1 Corinthians 15, 50 and 51. What do that great trumpet mean? One day you'll hear that great trumpet. That great trumpet. What is that great trumpet of, big general? 1 Corinthians 15 and think of verse 50. What is that great trumpet? Make it verse 50. You're talking about that great trumpet. What about that great trumpet? What is that?
1 Corinthians.
Chapter 15,
verse 50.
What is that great trumpet? What is that talking about?
Now this day I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of Yahweh.
So this body is not going. This body we in right now is not going to get you to the kingdom.
Right, that's right.
Next verse, what it say?
I got to finish that one out.
Go ahead.
Neither there though corruption inherit. Incorruption.
Mm-hmm.
51. Behold, I show you a mysterious.
I show you a mystery. This is a great mystery.
Yeah.
It is a great mystery. What's the great mystery, that big general?
We shall not all sleep.
Yeah.
But we shall all be changed.
We all gonna be changed. When we gonna be changed, that big general?
52.
What it say?
In a moment.
Moment.
In the twinkling of an eye.
When?
At the last trumpet.
So the last trumpet got to be found, and what will happen to us will be what?
Well, the trumpet's found, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible.
So otherwise, we will be changed at the last trumpet. And when was that last trumpet again, according to our folks here? When was that war from 27? When's the last trumpet? What number is the last trumpet? Back to 27, verse 12 and 13.
Are we back to Isaiah 27?
Yeah, what is the last trumpet? The last trumpet going to be blown is what?
Isaiah 27, verse 12 and 13. And it should come to pass in that day that Yahweh should beat off from the channel of the river unto the stream of Egypt, little word Mizraim. And you should be gathered one by one, O you children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13. And it should come to pass in that day that the great trumpet, should be blown, and they shall come which were ready to perish.
So if the great trumpet will have a number to it, you ready to read the number? We got who next?
Revelation 11, verse 15 to 19.
Yeah, what it say? Now we will find out what number is that great trumpet. We're going to find out the number of that great trumpet. Numbers 11, 15 through 19. Captain Brother Urban, what it says?
Numbers of Revelation.
What Revelation? 11, 15 through 19.
Revelation. Chapter 11, verses 15 through 19.
Listen to this.
In the seventh minister spirit assembly.
Oh, and how many?
In the seventh ministering spirit sounded.
Go ahead.
And there were great voices in heaven. Saying,
what it say?
The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Yahweh the Father and of Yahweh the Son.
So what trumpet got to be blown for Yahweh the Father and Yahweh the Son to take over this thing?
The seventh ministering spirit.
The seventh trumpet. The seventh trumpet. when we hear that seventh trumpet, that's when we know a takeover is getting ready to happen. The seventh trumpet, go ahead.
The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of Yahweh the Father and of Yahweh the Son.
Go ahead.
And they shall reign forever.
And they're going to reign how long?
Forever and ever.
Go ahead.
Verse 16. And the 24 elders, the 24 elders, which sat before Yahweh the Father on their feet, fell upon their faces and worshiped Yahweh the Son.
Yep.
Then, we give you thanks, O Yahweh Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because Yahweh has taken thee your great power and has reigned. Verse 18. And the nations were angry.
And who will be angry?
And the nations were angry.
Go ahead.
And Yahweh's wrath has come.
Right.
And the time of the dead, that they shall be judged, and that thou shalt give reward unto Yahweh's servants, the ministers, spirit of the seers, and to the children of Israel, and them that fear Yahweh's name.
Uh-huh.
Small and great.
Yep.
And shall destroy them with destroy the earth.
Now he's going to take care of all the ones that done what?
That destroys the earth.
And what are you going to do to them?
Verse 19.
Yeah.
And the temple of Yahweh was opened in heaven. And there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament.
Mm-hmm.
And there were lightning.
Yep.
And voices.
Yep.
Thunder.
Yeah.
Earthquakes. And great hail.
Mm-hmm. So, Brother Hoshea, what is the people going to be doing in the sixth chapter? Verse 17 down to verse 19. What's the people going to be doing? What all the big dignitaries going to be doing in the sixth chapter? In the sixth chapter of Revelation, we want to know what is all the big heads. You know, one told us about that they got their patience running thin and all that good stuff.
Uh-huh.
What they going to be doing when all this going on? Let's see, can we read what they going to be doing when all this starts jumping up? We don't see if they patient is running thin now.
Go back.
Let's see what's going on in verse 14 down to verse 17. Brother O'Shea, call on verses out and see what we got.
Revelation chapter 6, verse 14. Somebody in the corner is a scroll.
Right. Right. So he rolled things up like a stove. Go ahead.
And the rich men, all the chief captains.
Go ahead.
And the mighty men.
Let's see what they're gonna be doing when that seven trumpets starts down. What they gonna be doing? What they do?
They hid themselves, huh?
Go ahead, read. And look, they go to see big old mountains. They talk to the mountains. Hey, big mountains. Go ahead.
Right.
Do what?
Why
so?
Right. And hide us from the face of him. That
sit
on the throne.
Uh-huh. From
the wrath of the lamb.
Otherwise, if that lamb don't have them figures, they fell off that a mountain falling on them to face him, huh? Praise.
Verse 17.
What?
For the great day of his wrath is coming.
Oh, so it's going to be a day. What kind of day is it going to be?
Great day of his
what?
Wrath.
Go ahead and read.
Ain't
nobody gonna be able to stand but the one that know where to be at, and that's Psalm 91. We're not going to read. So that's the only thing gonna save us. So we gonna know what to do by keeping these feast days and this Sabbath day. Who makes?
Revelation.
Yeah. Chapter 16, Brother Elijah. 16, 16 to 21.
16 to 21.
Let's see what it
says. 16. He gathered them together to a place called, in the Semitic tongue, Armageddon.
Okay.
17. And the seventh angel poured out his vow into the air.
Uh-huh.
And there came a great voice out of the temple of Shemaim.
Yeah.
from the throne saying,
what is that?
It is done.
Oh, it is done.
18.
What happened next?
And there were voices.
There were voices.
And tongues.
Yeah.
And lightning.
Uh-huh.
And there was a great earthquake.
Great earthquake.
This was not since men were upon the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So mighty an earthquake and so great. 19.
Fell down 21.
19. And the great city was divided into three parts.
Now three parts where we, in last night's lesson, we break that down, showing what that means. That means one thing about it's very serious going on acting, so that's the last night lesson. We take it up another time. Go ahead.
And the cities of the nation fell.
Oh, the city of the nation fell.
And great Babylon came in remembrance.
Oh, he started thinking about who?
Babylon.
Great Babylon, Babylon. That's the one that's running things now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now y'all have came to my attention now. The big one, go ahead.
To give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath.
Oh, it's payback time, right? Go ahead.
And every island fled away.
Go ahead.
And the mountains were not found.
And the mountains were not found.
21.
Uh-huh.
And there fell upon men a great hail out of Shemaim.
Okay.
Every stone about the weight of a talent.
A talent is like between 75 and 100 pounds for it falling down on them.
And men blaspheme Yahweh.
And they're going to blaspheme Yahweh even getting hit on the head. They still going to be blaspheming. They're going to take it all away. Go ahead.
Because of the plague of the hail.
Go ahead.
For the plague thereof was exceeding great.
Yep. Good. So now he's working on things. So now, who got that
second
chapter 2? No, before we go on there, who got that 10 verse 7? That you, Brother O'Shea? You got that Revelation 10 verse 7?
Yeah.
What did it say there, Brother O'Shea?
Revelation chapter 10 verse 7.
What did it say?
In the days of the voice of the seven angels.
Oh, when the day of the voice of the seven angels.
He stood begin to sound.
And once the voice of the seven angels began to sound. The mystery of Yahweh is going to be what?
Finished.
The seal. So he'll show the seal exactly how this thing is going to end. So when the seventh trumpet sounds, the mystery will be all what?
Finished.
Okay, go to 19th chapter of Revelation, verse 11. We'll read straight down there, Sister Kay. We're going to Revelation chapter 19 and pick up verse 11. Let's see what's going to be going on that we can read.
Revelation 19.
Pick up verse 11.
Verse 11.
Uh-huh.
And I saw heaven open.
Heaven open.
Behold, a white horse. And he sat upon him. And sat upon him with power. And he that sat upon him with power, faithful and true.
Uh-huh.
And in righteousness.
Right.
He does judge and make war.
So this guy right here, he was a judge and he made the war. Why so that he judged and made the war there, big general? What is it saying in Exodus 15, verse 3? Why did he judge and make war? Exodus 15, verse 3. Why did he judge and make war? Big general, what is it saying in 15, verse 3? Why did he judge and make war?
Exodus 15.
Yeah, why did he do that? Why did he do that? Why did he do that?
3.
Yeah, 15 verse 3. Why did he judge and made war? Why did he do that that we can read?
15 verse 3. Yahweh is a man of war.
Oh, that's probably the reason he's a man of what?
War.
This man that is, he's a man of war. Go ahead.
And Yahweh is his name.
And that's his name. How many letters is that, big general?
Four.
Four letters, YHW. And I go to 33, big general, look at verse 22. So he's a man of war, and not only a man of war, he's a war in 33 of Isaiah, verse 22. What if is he that we can read?
33 of Isaiah, verse 22. What else is he that we can read? Isaiah 33, verse 22. Big Joel, big general, what's going on in
33:22? Isaiah 33:22.
Mm-hmm.
For Yahweh is our judge.
Oh, Yahweh is our who?
Judge. Yahweh is our
Torah giver. So he is our Torah giver. He's the one that gave you the first five books. Read.
Yahweh is our king.
And he's our what?
King.
And what else he gonna do?
He will save us.
So there it is right there, y'all. So there you go right there. He's going to favor. So why are we worried about what everybody else saying? He said he's going to take care of that. He said he's going to take care of that. And Brother Elijah, let's see why he said he's going to take care of that in the second book of Ezra 9, verse 7. Why did he say he's going to take care of that? Let's go to second Ezra chapter 9, verse 7. Why did he say he's going to take care of that? 9:7. 2 Ezra 9:7. Brother Elijah, what's going on with 9:7?
2 Ezra 9:7.
What does it say?
And everyone that shall be saved, and shall be able to escape by his word, and by belief, whereby ye have believed.
So also, you just can't say, I believe. We got to have the what, Brother Elijah, what if we got to have work? Work. We got to have some work. If we ain't got no work, we ain't got nothing coming, y'all. So we doing the work right now. What we doing now, we doing the work. Because he going to ask you how much work that you have put in. So if you ain't putting no work there, don't look to have nothing coming. You got to have some work. And you know how you get that paycheck. He said, why you in the paycheck line? I didn't see you doing no work. Why you in the paycheck line? See? Yeah. You got to do some work to get in the paycheck line. But that's what we're trying to take. Come on back to the case. Yeah, come on back where you was at. You was in the 19th chapter, right? You read verse 11, maybe possibly 12. What'd you leave off on that, Sister Case?
Verse
11? Yeah, well, go ahead. Read 12 there. I think you read 11 already.
12. His eyes were as a flame of fire.
So he had red eyes because he loved to drink him a little wine on feast days, too.
And on his head were many crowns.
He took everybody's crown. Everybody got a crown he's looking at. He snapped and grabbed. He done what's called a thing we did once upon a time ago on Halloween days, right? Snapped the bag. So he snapped all the crowns off of everybody's head. Everybody's head was naked. Go ahead and read.
He had a name written that no man knew.
Yeah, okay. He had a name written that no man knew, but we know his name is. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And he was clothed with a vesture.
And he had a garment on.
That's right.
So that's what he had on, the garment on. He had a garment on. Red?
Dipped in blood.
Everybody was dipped in what?
Blood.
Uh-huh.
And his name is called the Word of Yahweh.
His name is called what?
The word of Yahweh.
So that's what his name is. The Word of Yahweh. And how long do his word hold? How long do his word be on the table there? Brother T? 40 verse 8 of Isaiah. How long do his word be around? How long that we got to stick by his word?
Isaiah 40 verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Isaiah to see it. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 8.
Listen good.
The grass withered.
Yes.
The flower faded.
Yes.
But the word of all Yahweh should stand forever.
So his word is going to stand forever.
Hallelujah.
So one thing about it, his word is going to stand. What he got written. So all we supposed to do, Captain, in Romans chapter 12, 1, 2, and 3, what are we supposed to do? Back up with Brother Hosea in the book of Hebrew, through his title called Hebrew 2:1. Say that waiting on me. What we got to do, Cap? Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3. What all we need to be doing until that time of point?
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 3.
Listen good.
I beg you, therefore, brother.
Yes.
By the mercies of Yahweh.
Right.
That you present your body a living sacrifice.
So Yahweh is telling you, body up. Body up. Don't say your mind, well, my mind ain't gonna take it. No, body up. Put some bodies on. Go ahead.
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
What?
I beg you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of Yahweh,
yes,
that you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Living sacrifice.
Righteous. Acceptable unto Yahweh.
Okay, go ahead.
Which is your reasonable service.
Don't look for no patch on the back. That's your what kind of service?
Reasonable service.
Read.
And be not conformed to this world.
Don't worry about what this world got to say. Go ahead.
Yes. But be ye transformed.
How?
By the renewing of your mind.
Renew your mind. That's what y'all tell you, renew that mind.
That you may prove what is that Torah instruction and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. You gotta prove what acceptable, perfect will of the Almighty Yahweh.
Verse 3. Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
Listen good.
For I say,
what?
Through the grace given unto me.
What?
To every man that is among you.
What?
Not to think of himself or herself more highly than they ought to think.
That's right. Exactly right. Stay low key. Stay in the scriptures of Yahweh. What you got there, brother O'Shea? Is you got that 2:1? Yes, sir. Verse 1. Look what he say.
Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed.
We ought to pay attention to what's going on. That's right. Give heed to it.
For the things we have heard.
Yes. See, if you don't take and take heed to what we're trying to show you about these feast days, what will happen to you? You going to do what? What that last word say? You going to flip? You going to flip if you don't stay on this thing. Run to 2 Corinthians 5:15 now.
Listen, huh?
Yeah, you get right. What's the step? You'll slip. When you mess around and take this thing for granted, you'll slip. You forget about this thing, you'll slip. You take it away from you. Read that 5:15. Listen good. Because the man died for you. He died for all of them. All the 12 tribes of Israel, go ahead.
That's right.
They which live should not henceforth live to themselves.
That means you can't live to yourself now. You can't do your own thing no more. I'm trying to tell you. You can't do your own thing no more. Yeah. You can't live to your way. I'm keeping it. No, you're doing your own thing. No, he's trying to tell you. Him paid the price. You can't do your own thing no more. You can't live to yourself. Is that the man fast?
Yes.
Well, read that again with some more audio there, brother Hosea.
2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 15.
What does it say?
And that he died for all.
He died for all the Israelites.
That they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves.
And see, you don't live to yourself. Well, you know, I know it's the Sabbath day. I know it's feast day. But I'm just going to run back and jack my slack. You're doing your own thing. Then the man tell you, look here, I died for you to get in where you fit in at. Go ahead.
One to him which died for them and rose again.
He died for them and rose again, and he want to wake you up again, but the right way. Mm-hmm. It's up to you how you receive your right way.
Yeah.
Brother McKay, let's look at 1 Corinthians, come back to the game to get ready to wrap this thing up in 3 more minutes. Less than 10 minutes away. We're going to wrap it up. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Listen good.
Corinthians chapter
6,
verse 19 and 20.
What it say?
Verse 19.
What?
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the righteous spirit, which is in you?
Right.
Which you have, Yahweh,
yes.
And you are not your own.
See, once you become, you sold yourself out from Yahweh, you no longer your own.
Daddy.
Go ahead.
Verse 20.
What?
For
ye are bought with a price.
So you've been, see, Yahweh have bought you with a price. Otherwise, the Almighty owns you now.
Therefore, honor Yahweh.
So honor Yahweh. What kind of way?
In your body.
You got to honor Yahweh in your body now.
That's right.
Honor Yahweh in your body. Go to Galatians 6:17, that's Hezekiah. So now you got to honor Yahweh in your body now. Go to Galatians 6:17. Because Yahweh got something for you if you follow his rules. What do you got written in 6:17?
Galatians 6:17.
What it say?
Verse 17.
What?
From henceforth let no man trouble me.
Don't let nobody trouble me neither.
For I bear my body.
What?
I bear my body. The mark of Yahweh.
So that's the mark you want to have, the mark of who?
Yahweh.
Okay, that's the mark you want to have. See, you don't want the mark that, You don't want the mark with Yahweh got on tape. Matter of fact, since you say that, you might as well put out a couple quick hits on that one there, Cap. Run to 2:10-11 of Revelation. And Brother Elijah have me 3:10-11. 3:10-11. Let's go back to back with it. Yep. Revelation. Come on, Cap. 2:10-11. And Brother Elijah have me 3:10-11. Let's go back to back with that. Let's tie that in. And we'll get back on point.
Revelation chapter 10:10-11.
Yes, sir.
Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer.
Don't fear what you're gonna suffer.
Behold,
what?
The devil.
The devil.
They'll cast some of you into prison.
You hear what he say? His patience is running thin, didn't you?
Yes. That ye may be tested.
Yep, you'll be what?
Tested.
Yahweh is going to try you. He's going to test you. He's going to try you. See what you made of, read.
And he shall have tribulation.
You're going to have what?
Tribulation.
You're going to have some tribulation. Don't think that you will not be in a, you're not, this day is not a cakewalk.
Yeah, he's going to be stressed out.
You're going to be tested. Go ahead and read.
Yes. 10 days.
10 days.
Be down faithful.
Now, you know what 10 means. 10 is a sign of, if you get 10%, that's 100%. That means that's another like a 7.
You endure it.
That is a 7 is like completion. 10 is completion. So you got 10% of 10 things, you got the whole dollar, right?
Yeah, the whole dollar.
So that's the thing he's trying to take. You got to hold this thing on and get you a completion. Go ahead.
He said, do it unto death.
Do it how long?
Unto death.
Uh-oh. That's what he say?
That's the completion. That's
the completion right there.
And Yahweh will give you a crown of life.
Oh, Yahweh got something for you?
A crown of life.
You got a crown of life something.
Verse 11. He that has an ear.
Now, if you got ear now,
let them hear.
Now, it's up to you now. You got to hear. If you don't understand it, you're going to go through it. But at the end, you got what you got coming?
He that overcomes a crown of life.
You got a crown of life coming. If you endure this thing, you got a crown of life coming. Come on.
Verse 11.
What did he say?
He that has an ear.
Now, if you got ear,
let them hear.
That's right.
What the righteous spirit said unto children of Israel, the family of Israel.
That's what he say. Come on, Brother Elijah. 3:10-11. What did he say?
3:10-11.
What
did
he say?
10.
What?
You didn't stop the word of my
patience. You kept your wild patience.
I also will keep you from the hour of temptation.
He said, guess what? If you understand one thing, he said, I'm going to kick in when you kick in. I'm going to watch you. I'm going to watch you with your back against the wall and see what you hold out. He said, now, if you got me right, what did he say he going to do?
Get you right.
Is that what he's saying?
Oh, really?
I'll also keep you from the hour of temptation.
And I will keep you on the hour of temptation. Listen to what he's saying now.
I also will keep you from the hour of temptation.
Listen good.
Which shall come upon all the world.
Oh! He said, not only that, the whole world, it'll be no hiding place for you.
To try them.
To do what?
To try them.
So The hour going to come upon you. You can't hide from this. You're going to have to take a side. You have to take Yahweh's side or the world's side. He said, I'm going to try you. Is that what he's saying?
Hallelujah.
How much of the world?
No.
Go ahead and read.
To try them. To dwell upon the earth.
To dwell where?
Upon the earth.
Uh-huh.
Left.
Behold.
I come quickly.
He's going to come quickly.
Hold that fast which you have.
He's going to hold what you got now.
No man take your crown.
And don't let nobody take your eternal life from you. Don't let nobody take your eternal life from you. He said, listen, it's up to you now. You're going to be tried. So don't let nobody take your eternal life from you. Come on back, sister, okay?
Second Ezra.
No, come on back to where that revelation you were in.
Revelation 19:12. His eyes were as flames of fire.
Yeah.
And on his head were many crowns.
Many crowns.
And he had a name written.
What?
That no man knew.
Right.
But himself.
Okay.
Revelation 19:13. And he was clothed with a vesture, dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of Yahweh.
Yes.
Verse 14. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses.
All the armies that were in heaven they were in the cloud. They was in the white cloud, right?
Clothed in fine linen.
And they had on a garment and what kind of garment they had on?
White and clean.
White and clean. They had them white garments on. It was the seventh month, the first day of the seventh month, they got business to take care of. They were dressed up for the kill. You ever heard folks say, that boat's dressed for the kill, man.
Yeah.
The spirit, that's where they get it from.
Yes,
they were dressed up for the big time killing. Go ahead.
Verse number 15.
What?
And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword.
And what are you going to do with that sharp sword?
With it, he shall smite the nation.
Oh, so he got killing on his mind. Go ahead.
And he shall rule them with a rod iron.
And not only have a sword, he'll stick with the sword and hit him with a rod iron side of the ear.
And shredded the wine press.
Yes.
And the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty Yahweh.
Almighty Yahweh.
Verse number 16.
What did it say?
And he has on his vesture.
What?
And on his thigh a name written.
What he had on his man that everybody can see? What he had? You want everybody to see? What he had on his head, on his garment, all over the place. What he had on his garment?
It was written.
What was written?
King of Kings.
What was written on it?
King of Kings.
Oh, he wasn't hiding nothing, huh? King of Kings.
And Yahweh of Yahweh.
Oh, and Yahweh.
Verse number 17.
What?
And I saw an angel standing, and I saw a ministering spirit.
What?
Standing in the sun.
Standing what?
In the sun.
You know, if it gets 90 degrees out there, we can fucking save ourselves, right?
You can't go out there.
This guy's standing in the sun. Now, you know this is a bad man here. Yeah. Go ahead.
And he cried with a loud voice.
Did he cry with a loud voice?
A loud voice.
Go ahead.
A loud voice. Saying to all the
fowls
that fly in the
midst
of heaven.
He said, I had a promise for you back in the days in the 17th chapter, 1 Kings. That's right. Now here it is right here.
That's right.
Come and gather yourselves together.
For what?
Unto the supper of the great rock.
A great, they over there in the land are called Jerusalem. Political Jerusalem. I got a great killing. So you get on over there and when I kill them, you eat them up.
Nothing to do.
Right, go ahead and read.
Verse number 18.
What?
that ye may eat the flesh of kings.
You'll be eating big dignitaries on that?
In the flesh of captains.
The captains, go ahead.
In the flesh of mighty men.
Mighty men.
And the flesh of horses.
Yes.
And of them that sit on them.
Uh-huh.
In the flesh of all men.
All men.
Both free and bound.
Go ahead.
Both small and great.
Uh-huh.
Verse number 19. And I saw the beast.
The beast, right?
And the kings of the earth.
The beast. Go ahead.
And their army gathered together.
Yeah.
To make war against him.
Yeah, they gathered together to make war against him.
That sat on the horse.
Yeah.
And against his army.
Right.
Verse number 20.
Right.
And the beast was taken.
And the beast was taken.
And with him the false prophet.
The false shepherd, the teacher. All his things false was taken.
That walked miracles.
Yeah.
Before him.
Go ahead.
With which he deceived them.
But he's not what?
Deceived them.
Anything contrary to Yahweh, you being deceived. Deceived. Go ahead.
Yeah.
As we see the mark of the beast.
Oh, you got that tip. You got that mark, huh? Go ahead.
Him that worshiped him in image.
Uh huh.
These both were cast alive.
Where they were cast alive at?
Alive in the lake of fire.
They were cast alive in the lake of fire. So if you got that mark, that's where you're going. Brother, hey, Brother O'Shea, what it says in Revelation 16, verse 2? Backed up with Brother Micaiah in Revelation chapter 14, verse 9 through 13. And then we're going to get some Israel, and we're going to show you what this thing is all about. Last three verses. Verse 2. This is God.
And the first went and poured down his vial upon the earth.
Right.
And there fell a noise from the grievous sword upon the men which had the mark of the beast.
So one that got that mark.
Got that chip?
The one that got that chip, whatever you got on you, that's contrary to thus says Yahweh, what happened? Because you believe the image that you heard. Go ahead. Now is it? Read verse 2 again.
And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth. There fell a noise and a grievous sword upon the men which had the mark of the beast and upon them which worshiped the temple.
Right. And you know what his image is. You know what the mark of the beast image is. Everything contrary to what Yahweh tell you, that is the, so you, if you, contrary to what Yahweh tell you, because apple, you don't keep the feast day, that's contrary to Yahweh. You don't keep the Sabbath day, that's contrary to Yahweh. You don't wear no fringes, that's contrary to Yahweh. So do you got them all? You tell me. Revelation chapter 14, 9 through 13, Brother Micaiah, Israel. And Brother Elijah, we're gonna get that Ezra in. We're gonna get that second book of Ezra 35 through 40, and we're gonna find out exactly what we're gonna be doing 35 through 40.
Chapter 14, verse 9 through 13.
Listen good.
Verse 9.
What?
And the third ministry spirit followed them saying.
So keep on thing in mind. And last night's lesson. It lets you know when Yahweh said, do you love me, the third time, he's very serious about something. When that third time, let me pull one verse out. Sister Katie, 13 verse 1 of 2 Corinthians. Can I give me one verse in? Let you know, when Yahweh talks, that's what that last night lesson and this right here, going to let you know, when he says something the third time, it's for you to pay very attention closely to what he said, y'all. Told Peter that twice. He told him a third time.
Yeah.
That means he was serious to tell Peter, take care of my business.
Yeah, right.
That was the third time. Then. 2 Corinthians 13:1. Look at the case.
2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1.
What does it say?
This is the third time I am coming to you.
Very serious. When I come to you that third time, I'm very serious about something. Pray.
In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established.
Right. So when I tell you from the third time, it is serious business. That's why that 666 is the third time, you know, this man can't go beyond that.
Yeah.
He would never be complete. I didn't claim to go past six.
Yes, sir.
There ain't no 7 minutes. Only six is it.
Yes,
sir. Serious business. What are we reading now? Come on back, Micaiah.
Okay. The book of Revelation. Back on that, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Right.
All right. Chapter 14.
Yes, sir.
Verse 9.
What does it say?
And the third ministry spirit follows him.
And the third ministry spirit follows him.
Saying with a loud voice.
The third ministry spirit with a loud voice is telling you something. What?
If any man worship the beast.
If any man or woman worship the world system, this system you're in right now, you contrary to wearing fringes. You contrary to keeping the Sabbath day. You contrary to keeping the feast day. You already got your mouth. Ain't but one way out of it in 3:19. Repent before it's too late. You got the mark. The mark is tearing you up. Go ahead and read.
If any man or woman worships the beast.
If you worship the beast, the system.
In his image.
And his image is everything contrary to what's written in his Bible. This man cannot turn a seven. He wasn't created to go seven. He was never created to be a 2:3 big general of Genesis. He could never be a 2:3. We're saying Genesis 2:3. He'll never make it. He wasn't created to do that. Genesis 2:3. He'll never make it to a Genesis 2:3. Not this 666 man. He can never get that high. He wasn't created to get past the six. That's why I'm telling you, seriously, this man can't pull off a seven. He ain't got it in him. What about the seven? What about that seven?
Genesis 2.
Verse 3. What it say?
And Yahweh blessed the seventh day.
He blessed the what day?
Seventh day.
The seventh day. This man, the 666 man, can't get there. He cannot get past what Yahweh created to go. The highest he can get is a six. I'm serious to let y'all know he can't get there. He can't get to seven.
Yes,
he can't make it.
Right.
Why are you trying to get in there and he can't make it? Mm. I made this man, Brother Elijah, in 1:15, Ecclesiastes. I made this man away in 1:15. Do you know what I did? Did y'all read what I did? 1:15. Back over to Captain 7:13, the same book.
Chapter
15.
Yeah,
chapter
1, verse
15. What it say?
That which is crooked.
That which is crooked
cannot be made straight.
You cannot make something straight that I'll make crooked.
And that which is wanted.
Right.
Cannot be numbered.
It can't be numbered. What I made crooked, you cannot straighten out what I made crooked. 7:13, read it. 7:13.
Ecclesiastes 7:13.
What does it say?
Consider the work of Yahweh.
Why don't you consider the work of Yahweh?
For who can make that straight which Yahweh has made crooked?
How is you going to try your best to straighten out something that y'all brought me? How you going to pull it off?
You look, now you can't
do it. You can't pull off what he done made crooked.
Yes,
Brother Micaiah, look what he got written in 9:13 to Romans. Back to verse 21-22. And then you got brothers that try their best to go grab something that look like somebody else. I'm a straight her out. You gonna straighten her out? How you gonna straighten out something he made crooked? I'm gonna do it.
What fascinates you about what he made cooking? Well, brother, you don't understand. She got strong knees, bro. She got strong knees. Don't go out like that because she got strong knees. No. That's the link, Mr. Brooks. That's really nice. Come on. Let's get to wrap this up. Oh. She do it all life. Yeah, where is it? Where we at? Who got that 9:13? Brother Mackay? Who got that 9:13? Somebody pull it out. Big General, pull up that 9:13. Then Brother Mackay, skip down to verse 21, 22. We're going to the book of Ecclesiastes and get ready to get this piece on. Yeah, just say what you're in Romans. You say what he made crooked, you can't straighten out, right? And could we get a name on it, 9:13, who he made this way?
Romans 9:13.
You would have said.
Yeah. I got it.
And it was written.
What's written?
Jacob had Israel. I love.
Who do you love?
Israel.
He loved 12 tribes, huh? Okay.
But Esau has, I hate.
He hated?
Yeah.
So is that what he's saying?
Yeah,
man. Hey, you going to change that? You going to change what he say he don't like, huh?
Yeah.
You going to change it. See, that's why I told you three times, this man is a 666 man.
Yeah.
He can't get no further than that. But you going to say, I'm going to get him past that, huh? It ain't gonna win. Come on, Brother Mackay, let's get ready to wrap this thing up.
You just told me to go to drop down and
Romans, yeah, drop down 21, 22. Yes, sir. And Brother Elijah, have me that 235 or the Clay's last away moment.
Brother
Romans.
Chapter 9, verse 21, 32.
Yes, now stay in Romans chapter 9. 21 and 22.
Go to Romans chapter 9, verse 21.
Now the subject matter is about Esau, the one he hates, right?
Right.
And he got five sons to go with him that spread all over the known world. Now Paul is reading them, telling the northern kingdom exactly what to look for. 21 and 22.
21 and 22, the book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 21.
What did it say?
Have not the potter power over the clay?
The potter is Yahweh the Son. He got power over the creation.
Yeah. Of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor.
Yes.
And another unto dishonor.
Dishonor.
Verse 22. What is Yahweh?
Uh-huh.
When you show his wrath?
So Yahweh, you say, I'm going to show my wrath.
To make his power known. Endured with much long suffering. The vessel of wrath. Bid it to destruction.
I made Esau and his five sons a vessel of wrath, tailor made for what?
Right.
So Ezra chapter 2. So they was made to be destroyed, y'all.
Yeah.
Ezra. Yeah, back in Ezra 2, 35-40. Then we'll turn to Brother Yahweh, God of Israel, for closing statement. We're going to get everybody's testimony, and then we're ready to crank him up. Listen up. Here we go.
Be ready to the reward of the king.
So you've got to get ready. Hold that point. So, okay, give me 24, 44 of Matthew.
24:44 Matthew. He tells you, be ready. Be ready for the reward. And this is a sign of being ready, what you're doing right now. You get ready.
Matthew 24.
Yeah, what
does
it say?
Chapter 24.
Yeah.
Verse 44.
What does it say?
And it reads.
What it reads?
Therefore, be also ready.
Again, he tells you, be ready.
For in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man coming.
So we got to be what?
Ready.
And this is the sign of being ready by keeping the feast days, Sabbath days. We got to make sure we keep these things, be ready. Go ahead. Come on, Brother Elijah.
Ezra, chapter 2, verse 35
and 40.
Go
ahead.
Be ready. Be ready. To the reward of the king.
Be ready for what?
The reward of the king.
Go ahead and read.
For the everlasting life shall shine upon you.
The everlasting light shall shine on you.
Yeah.
My clothes are coming from Ephesians chapter 2.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. Wherein times past, ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Verse 3. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Verse 4. But Yahweh, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Verse 5. Even when we were dead in transgression, has quickened us together with Yahweh the Son. By grace you are saved. Verse 6. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Yahweh the Son. Verse 7. That in the ages to come, Yahweh might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Yahweh the Son. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of Yahweh the Father, not of works, lest any man or woman should boast. Verse 10. For we are Yahweh's workmanship, created in Yahweh the Son unto good works, which Yahweh the Father has before ordained that we should walk in his Torah instructions. Yahweh, I thank you for your spirit that's allowing us to have our being. I pray for laborers of your harvest. And I pray for the destruction of our enemies so we can get our land back and be the tent dwellers, the smooth people who you ordained us to be, and the Torah keepers and the law givers. In your son's name I pray. Hallelujah, Gua.
Hallelujah, Gua.
Hallelujah, Gua.
Hallelujah, Gua.
Hallelujah, Gua.
Hallelujah, Gua.
All right, we're going to bounce back over to Brother Leah Israel.
Hallelujah,
Gua.
Hallelujah,
Gua.
Hallelujah,
Gua. Hallelujah, Gua. Yes. All right, Sister Kay Israel, you ready for your close? Yahweh, I want to thank you for another temple, for my sisters and brothers. I want to thank you for your unfailing love. I want to thank you for good health and just seeing another day. I want to thank you for ordering my steps in your word, because that's why I stand my feet. Hallelujah, Gua.
Hallelujah, Gua.
Hallelujah, Gua.
Hallelujah, Gua.
Hallelujah, Gua.
Hallelujah, Gua.
All right, so stay big, presence. Israel, see you, Roy. You ready for your call? Amen. Hallelujah, Gua.
Yes. Thank you, Yahweh, for the throne of grace for coming into your presence with the clear. With the mothers, with the daughters, the brothers, Minister Yahweh, Brother T, all of the congregation coming together as you are manifesting before us to give us honor and your majesty that we walk directly into the path of your power. For the food, the feast, the feast days, for every day that we are here, Father, that you will continue to work with us, that we will come together, join air, in your righteous name, for our health, our strength, our family, those that are yet not here, for those that are lost through the four corners of the earth, that for the land, that we do not see, that we continue to be nurtured and speak the word going from the east.
in the land of our anointing.
Create in me a clean mind, O Yahweh,
and renew a right spirit within me. Verse 11. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your righteous spirit from me. Verse 12. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit. 13. Then will I teach transgressors, sinners, your way, and sinners shall be converted unto you. 14. Deliver me from the blood guilt of me, O Yahuwah. Thou, Yahuwah, of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness.
You got order. You took that thing off. You got order.